Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Hi again, Doc. I hope you're good.
I'm good, Jen. I was just outside for my first time since very early this morning. Wow, summer came.
The world has changed.
Wow. Yeah. It was even cool last night, yesterday afternoon, when the storm came through. It wasn't so bad, but they were right about that forecast. You know, the last time you and I spoke, I also told you that I had just gotten my second booster, and you patted me on the back and said, attaboy. And then I went home and felt lousy for 24 hours. I suddenly understood the people who say I just stayed in bed the day after the booster shot because I didn't feel like myself. And then on the 25th hour, I was fine.
Yeah, so your immune system did what it was supposed to do, right? It was presented with the antigens from the virus, and it reacted the way it should. And now you have the potential for even a better immune response should you be infected with a COVID virus. That's something to feel good about. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a price to pay, right? I mean, that 24 hours where you felt lousy as your immune system got primed for the fourth injection that you got. Jen, isn't that hard to believe? You've now gotten four vaccinations against this virus.
Yeah, now that you mention it, are you still impressed with the rollout of all of that, Doctor?
No, I mean, it's there. You know, people are going to get it like you are going to get it. We still have a large segment of the population that has not either been vaccinated or haven't bothered to go get a booster. I wish they would. You get the primary vaccine series, get at least one booster, you're going to be in a really good place. If you don't get that, you're taking a chance, and it's a chance that people really shouldn't want to take. We still have plenty of people that are hospitalized in the United States, and we're still losing over 300 people a day who are dying from COVID. So though it feels like we're in a way better place, and Jen, you know, we are, you know, we're even a better place in Illinois today than we were last week. The number of cases are coming down, although there's still plenty of fresh infections in the state, but it's less, I'm sure of it, than it was last week and the week before. So that all that's good. But for folks that have not yet gotten vaccinated or gotten that booster, please go get it. This is a good time to get it. You know, it's going through the summer, looking at the fall. Please don't take that chance that you might be the person who gets really sick. It's avoidable. It really is avoidable.
Last week, we talked to somebody who described some symptoms they had that I think you suggested might have just been coincident with them getting the booster. It's not like the booster or the vaccine caused that. And here's maybe another question along those lines. John, my 32-year-old son has a rash on his back, on the back of his knees, still has a rash on the back of his knees from February of 2021. He won't get the booster because of that. Have you heard of this rash? What should he do about it? It itches.
I would get the rash checked out. If this person has not yet seen a physician, particularly a dermatologist, please go do that. It is unlikely that this is related to the vaccination against COVID. It's probably something else. No need to suffer with it. Go get it treated so it can be taken care of, and then you could consider going to get the booster, which you really should get.
My husband and I had our two Moderna vaccines and one Moderna booster. We're both over 70. We want to get the second booster. Boy, this is the question we get every week. So which one should we get? Stay in the Moderna family or mix it with somebody else's?
I cannot point to a good study or good data that would say mix and match. Get Moderna. Stay in the Moderna family. It's worked for you up until now. Go ahead and get that second booster, your fourth shot. Do it with Moderna.
I just got my second shingles vaccine. How long to wait before I get my second COVID booster? I'm in my mid-50s.
So if you're feeling well, and it's the right time for you to get the COVID booster. No need to wait. Go ahead. You can get it right away.
So those two things injected into your body can both work and not bother each other?
Yeah, they can coexist. I would just say I wouldn't recommend getting those two at the same time. Many people have the John Williams experience when they get the shingles vaccine. They just don't feel well for a period of time afterwards. So I wouldn't get the two at the same time. Mm-hmm. But you certainly could get the shingles vaccine, like in the in this listener's example. And then, wait a little bit, make sure you're okay, and then you can go ahead and get your COVID booster.
Wanted to ask you about the flu in just a minute. And also, when we come back after a quick break, respond to this, because I think people might be able to relate to it. John, can you ask the doctor, I walked around in public for about a week thinking I had a terrible sinus infection because my at-home tests kept showing negative. So I go to the doctor for the sinus infection, and he says, well, you've got COVID. I've been out in the world thinking I had a sinus infection. When do we decide to go to the doctor? I wonder how many people are confusing symptoms of one thing for another. Sometimes people think they've got COVID and they have a sinus infection. Sometimes it's vice versa. So the question is, when do we go to the doctor for these things? Doctor, WGN, we're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen over at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. He's the chief medical officer over there. What about the confusion people have? Do I have COVID? Do I have something else? Maybe the test I'm not confident in. What do you say about that scenario, Doc?
It is confusing. The symptoms, many of the symptoms of a COVID infection, particularly with the Omicron subvariants that we've been dealing with, are very similar to allergies, yeah, sinus infections, the kind of stuff that we all experience here in the Chicago area, the upper Midwest. So how do you make the differentiation between the two? If you feel, besides clogged up and, you know, stuffy, the kinds of usual symptoms you have, if you feel even a little bit sick, with the amount of COVID we have in the community, there's a good chance you have COVID and you should get tested. You should test yourself. If you have a home test, get some home tests. You can order them from the government if you haven't done that yet. Test yourself, because if you're feeling even a little bit different than your usual allergies this time of year, there's a good chance it is COVID. And, John, I was thinking during the break about our listener who feels badly about walking around for a week, probably with active COVID. You know, that's just a really common scenario, and that's actually part of the reason why this thing is so infectious. Many people who are infectious don't even realize it, and they're out doing their thing, you know, which is fine. They're living their lives, and other people are getting infected as a result. And there's no simple solution to any of this other than people really need to be honest with themselves. If they think, like, this really is different than what I usually would have with these kinds of symptoms, get yourself tested.
But that's why you want to stay as immunized as possible too, right? Like, go ahead and get the second booster, because people standing next to you at the coffee shop may still have active cases, and this protects you from getting sick, right? Not from getting infected, but from becoming sick, correct?
Yeah, so there's some help in keeping from getting infected. Like right now, John, you are in the process of developing a lot of what are called neutralizing antibodies. Those neutralizing antibodies is what keeps somebody from getting infected. That's not as effective as back when we got our first vaccinations with the original strain. That worked really well to keep us from getting infected. This Omicron is just a real tricky bugger. And it still can get around those neutralizing antibodies, but it's better to have them than not to have them. But as you point out, and this is so important, the rest of the immune system will kick in if we do get infected. If you're immunized, you're going to have a very robust immunologic response, and you're not going to get very ill.
I got 30 seconds, doctor. Can you give me the shortest possible answer to what is the current thought on when I can go back out in public? Is it 5 days or 10 days after the onset of symptoms or the elimination of symptoms?
So Start counting with the onset of symptoms.
Okay.
When you get to 5 days and you're totally asymptomatic, you're good to go. You should wear a mask when you're around other people until you get to day 10. Because then the likelihood of you being infectious to somebody else is just about nil. However, if you're still symptomatic after day 5, don't go out, because there's still a good chance that you're going to be infectious to other people. Once you are asymptomatic, then you can go out.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen over at Northwestern's Lake Forest Hospital. Doc, let's do it again next Tuesday. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, he's good at that, isn't he?